We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we invite you to stay tuned as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast.
Once I wandered out in sin, far from God away. But the Savior took me in, gave me peace that day. To Him I give, no more sin allowed. And I just heard from heaven, and it's all right now. I just heard from heaven, this one thing I know, my sins are all forgiven, He washed them white as snow. The load that once I carried, He took away somehow. And I just heard from heaven, and it's all right now. Trials come to you and me, burdens hard to bear, but our heartaches, grief and pain, He will gladly share. So just look up and trust in Him, and leave your burdens there, and you will hear from heaven when you call in prayer. I just heard from heaven, this one thing I know, my sins are all forgiven, He washed them white as snow. The load that once I carried, He took away somehow. And I just heard from heaven, and it's all right now. The passing of a loved one dear brings sadness to our heart. But with the Savior's presence near, those dark clouds soon will part. For think of where he's gone, it brings relief somehow. Now one more soul's in heaven, and it's all right now. Sing it with us.
I just heard from heaven, this one thing I know, my sin.
Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son to come into this sin, cursed, sin, sick, sin benighted world to give his life so that we could have life. What wonderful news that we heard from heaven when you said, our sins are all forgiven. We bless your holy name today. We trust that as our broadcast service goes forth, that it will be a blessing to precious souls, and accompanied by your precious Holy Spirit. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Down here my burden's heavy, and the road gets rough and long. Sometimes my feet grow weary, and so. But a brighter day is coming, soon I'll rest on heaven's shore, and I won't have to worry anymore. I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore. All my troubles will be over, I'm gonna rest forevermore. My eyes will be on Jesus, and my heart will be aglow, and I won't have to worry anymore. Someday when life has ended and I've said my last goodbye, I'll see my Savior standing at the door. He'll smile and say, you're welcome, enter in my child and rest. You won't have to worry anymore. I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore. All my troubles will be over, I'm gonna rest forevermore. My eyes will be on Jesus, and my heart will be aglow, and I won't have to worry anymore. No, I won't have to worry anymore.
Our subject for today's broadcast, The Christian's Hope. And our text of Scripture, Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, But we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. What words could be more devastating than, "There is no hope"? Of all the people living, the Christian is the only one who has true hope. And I emphasize the word true hope there. Now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. When we look in the dictionary, we find the definition of hope, at least in part, desire accompanied by expectation or belief in fulfillment. According to the scripture, hope is an integral part of one's faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Can one have true hope without faith? Can one have true hope without faith? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. But the greatest of these is charity, or love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now hope, we have hope in salvation. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 8. For we are saved by hope. Romans 8:24. And of course, when we speak about salvation, we're talking about deliverance from sin. Salvation is not mere church membership. Salvation is deliverance from the sin and ungodly things of this world, and we become a child of God and become a member of the family of God, the church of God, by salvation. For the Bible tells us in Acts 2:47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now we also have the hope of the resurrection from the dead. And when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, "Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, of the hope and resurrection of the dead, I am called in question." Acts chapter 23 and verse 6. That was after Paul had been arrested there in Jerusalem, and they were clamoring for him, maybe possibly to have him to be put to death. And Paul perceived that some of them were Sadducees. Now, the Sadducees did not believe in a resurrection. In fact, they didn't believe in angels. They didn't believe in spirits. They didn't believe in a resurrection. However, the Pharisees, they believed in all three. They believed in the spirits, and they believed in resurrection, and they believed in angels. And so Paul let them know that he was being called in question because he believed in the resurrection. And that set the Pharisees and the Sadducees against one another. Now we also have the hope of heaven. Since we have salvation and we have the hope of the resurrection, we also have the hope of heaven. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Colossians 1 and 5. Yes, I do believe that there is a place in heaven. I know that some people don't believe in heaven, and they don't believe that even though you're a Christian, that you're going to heaven. They believe that you're going to live here on earth forever, but This old world is not going to stand forever, and you're not going to stay here forever. You're going to leave this world by the route of death, and you will be resurrected, but you're not coming back here on this earth to live, not even for 1,000 years. We have the hope of heaven because we have the hope of eternal life. Yes, we have the hope of eternal life. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Yes, there is the hope of salvation, the hope of eternal life, and there is the hope of heaven. Heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace. Sin can never enter there. So if you want to have eternal life, and if you want heaven to be your home, you must be saved from a life of sin. We have also the promise of victorious living in this present world. Jesus Christ came to seek and to save the lost. He came to destroy the works of the devil. And into every heart and into every life that Christ is permitted to enter, he destroys sin out of that life. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So we read in Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, and also Titus 3 and 7. And we have the hope of the gospel. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Colossians 1:23. What is the hope of the gospel? It is the hope of the fulfillment of all, and I emphasize the word all, it is the hope of the fulfillment of all the promises that we find in the gospel. The gospel is indeed good news. Why do we have hope? Because we have hope because God, who cannot lie, promised it. Because he is the God of hope. Because he confirmed it with an oath. Hope comes through God's grace. We also have hope because of Jesus Christ. Paul, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior, and our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1. Who can have this hope? Those who are in Christ. For if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which sleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. The saints there at Thessalonica were concerned about loved ones of theirs that had died and had passed out of this from this time world. They were afraid that when Christ came that those that were in the graves would be left behind. But Paul was telling them that they had no reason to doubt or to question or to be concerned, because we have hope. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which sleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. We do have hope, for if we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, even so them also which sleep, or in other words, those that are physically dead, in Jesus will God bring with him. So we have hope because of God, we have hope because of Christ, and we have this hope because Jesus Christ did indeed rise from the dead and is alive forevermore. Now, outside of Christ, there is no hope, and I do want to emphasize that fact. Outside of Christ, there is no hope. I started out this message by asking the question, what words could be more devastating than "there is no hope"? And I want to emphasize the fact that outside of Christ, there is no hope. There's no hope of salvation. There's no hope of eternal life. There's no hope of heaven. That at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. So Paul wrote to the Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 12. But in Christ we do indeed have hope. And those who have this hope must walk in the light as God is in the light. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So those who have Christ have hope, and all who are in Christ have this hope. Those who have been born again and justified by faith have this hope. Now, I say those who have this hope, they must walk in the light as Christ is in the light. We also must endure hardness as a good soldier. Yes, we are told that we are, as Brother Brad sang earlier in the program, there are trials and there are tribulations in this time world. But if we have this hope, we can be an overcomer. We can endure the hardness that we must face in this time world, and we can be a good soldier of Jesus Christ, and we can remain true and faithful unto the end. So to have this hope and to have the hope that it brings, we must remain steadfast to the end. Jesus Christ, through His death and resurrection, made it possible for everyone to have this hope. Whosoever will may come. I know there are those, and I refer to this quite often, but I know there are those in the world who teach that God predetermined before He ever made the world that only a certain ones would be saved and all the rest would be lost. That doctrine of predestination is a doctrine that is foreign to the Scriptures. It did not come from the Word of God. It is not taught by God. It was not taught by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ taught that whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. And the Scriptures teach us in regard to Jesus Christ that He tasted death for every man. Jesus said, I came to seek and to save the lost. I did not come to call the righteous to repentance, but I came to seek and to save the lost. And whom the Son makes free is free indeed. And again, whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. God did not predestine that you be lost. God's will is, according to the Scriptures, that everyone be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. God so loved the world, that's the world of people, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. And so, beloved, everyone can have this hope by coming to Jesus Christ, receiving Him as Lord and Savior, walking in the light of the gospel, enduring hardness as a good soldier, and remaining true and faithful to the end. Heavenly Father, we do thank You for the privilege of sharing the truth of the gospel with this precious people today. We trust that the Holy Spirit will accompany the words that have been spoken, the Scriptures that have been given, and that they will find lodgment in hearts, and that good will be accomplished. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now you can buy insurance plans to pay you when you're ill. And if your earthly house should burn, a new one you could build. Insurance on your earthly wealth, your silver and your gold. Just read God's book, don't overlook insurance. insurance on your soul. Insured beyond the grave, protection on your soul. When this old house you're living in, the hands of this shall hold. Your policy will pay your way and cover you in clay. What have you got if you are not insured beyond the grave? The precious Savior stands and waits and knocks upon your door. He'll enter in and set you free from death forevermore. The only fee you'll have to pay is humble words of prayer. Give up this world with all its wealth and be a millionaire. Insured beyond the grave, protection on your soul. When this old house you're living in, the hands of death shall hold. Your policy will pay your way and cover you in clay. What have you got if you are not insured beyond the grave?
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to write and let us know. And our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to be with us in our services. They are broadcast live over the internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6, and of course that's Eastern Time. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for tuning our way today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide upon each and every one of you is our sincere prayer.
From the dust of the earth, my God created man. His breath made man a living soul. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, and that is why I love Him so. For I was made in His likeness, created in His image, for I was born to serve the Lord, and I can't deny Him. I'll always walk beside Him.